Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings. And boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right, all the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to another episode of the Kings Realm Podcast. Dennis is dead again. Actually, should I wear this coat, this mask, to make us feel at one with Dennis?
I have one
because I spray Pesty at the house. The Kings did not have the best week they've had in a while. Winning against the Jets. Nobody saw that coming, except I think somebody did. A loss against the Flames. We got roasted. There's your pun, Dennis. Deal with it. And then the Oilers were a little slick on the Kings, shutting them out 1-0. But there's some fun stuff to talk about in that game. And let's do it. Let's do it. That is James Whitlock.
I hope you hit record.
I did.
I did. And
I'm Jordan Heckman.
I did not Dennis hit record.
Dennis is going to be so mad at you from the grave.
The only thing we didn't get is the intro, though. Like, right as you're like, you come in, I hit record. So now, it's just like putting an intro in there.
As long as you're okay with it when I come in. What?
Hey, something like that. Hero.
Yeah.
Michelle was quick on the draw tonight.
She was quick on the draw.
I thought it'd be everybody. Dead. Steve says, you're too quick.
Whoa. Oh, I've got two beers open. That's a problem. for those of you who can't count, Dennis is out tonight. For the second time in three weeks, I promise he's not getting fired because then we wouldn't have an editor. So he has COVID. Still a thing.
Still a thing.
Careful. Careful out there. And in Dallas.
We didn't want to get anybody else sick, so we said he shouldn't be on the pod tonight. We still don't know how it transmits.
It's been 5 years.
It's
and
been
we still have
5 years since
no fucking clue.
Just in case. We don't want to be held responsible.
Yeah. Dennis was getting dicked out in Dallas or something, I think.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Joke's on you. I wasn't there, James.
Well, as far as I know.
It would be pretty funny if I set up a studio to look just like my Garudio in Dallas while you guys were there.
You can do a fake screen, dude. Green screen.
Yeah, it would be just like Kamala did with the Caller Daddy podcast.
Hey.
It's not political. It's just a fact.
Just spitting facts.
Should we talk games?
Yeah.
At least let's get through the good one, and then maybe we'll pay a bill or two.
We got two more minutes before we can pay bills.
Okay. After a scoreless first period, Alex Turcotte. Burr, burr, burr. That was for Mikey. That was really bad. I'm sorry. scores his fifth goal of the season to take the lead for the Kings. However, Mark Scheifele answers back on a power play goal for his, I had to double check this, 24th goal of the season. Bless you. To tie it up, we get sent to overtime, and then Adrian motherfucking Kempe, in 14 seconds into the overtime period, scores his 20th goal, which is also pretty damn fucking good. I think you're going to have a 30 goal score this season.
Yeah.
James. Yeah.
At least one.
It's too bad you're a coward and don't want to call him anymore.
Kempe's an easy one.
I heard that about him. And the Kings win another overtime game. That's two for the last two. The
one more power we're going to call it a streak.
Yep. Speaking of streaking or not streaking, the Kings' power play woes continue as they go 0-3. They also gave up a power play goal on the penalty kill side. And those two things continue to suffer, especially on the road. Brokeback Mountain looking ass. How dare you? You're the one that lives in fucking Oklahoma.
Jordan, if you weren't in Dallas, how'd you get that cowboy hat last week? Brokeback Mountain looking ass from Mikey. For the players that they're listening in.
The players. Yeah. Player one.
All right. We want to talk more games, or you want to pay a bill?
Let's pay a bill before we talk about the most recent one. So go Calgary Flames first and then that one.
You got it.
The Calgary Flames wore their good jerseys for this one. Dustin Wolf, it sounds like he is he related to Dick Wolf?
Teen Wolf.
Oh, okay. I made 31 saves for the Flames as the Kings, don't win this one. Mavrari scores his first goal of the season, unassisted, by the way, in the first period. However, Calgary Coronado, Matt Coronato, not Coronado, Coronato. That's there's a Canadian Navy base there. That was for you, James. No, you're welcome. You.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Answers back. And then Jonathan Huberdeau scores on the power play to take the lead in the third period. And the Kings don't win this one, like I said. If you look at the stat sheet, it looks like we won with the exception of 0 out of 3 power play goals again. And, 1 for 4 on the PK. Well, 3 for 4 on the PK if you're doing it the other way around. So, yeah, not a great game. I did not get to watch this game. I watched the other two. So I don't know if you have any insight on this, James, how the vibe was.
Steve said it best. Wolf was amazing. I mean, just great appearance. And
where's the L when you say Wolf?
I said Wolf.
Woof.
Yeah, so it's it wasn't necessarily a bad game, but we've had better.
Steve says Wolf was amazing. Can you imagine facing your childhood heroes in the NHL? Who was his hero? Anze Kopitar? Do you know the story behind that, James?
No, I don't.
Steve's gonna type it out for us because he's a good friend.
And he's always accurate.
Mm-hmm. At least he makes it seem like he is.
Michelle doesn't want to talk about the Oilers, but let's do it just real quick. He said, yes, Kopi.
Oh, that's pretty cool. He's a Kings fan. Quick was his favorite player growing up. That's pretty neat. Oilers before Bills?
Yeah. It'd be quick. All right.
Well, the quick version is we didn't score any goals, and Connor McDavid scored one. Just to let you know, Adrian Kempe currently has more goals than Connor McDavid. McDavid has 17, as I mentioned earlier. Adrian Kempe has 20. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, there's a lot of trying to take out players. Turcotte shows he has a second career. I mean, LaFerriere shows he has a second career. Off the ice and in the ring.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Kepe did get fined $5,000 for slew-footing McDavid, which if you go back and look at the replay, I don't know if it was 100% intentional.
Yeah, I do find it hilarious that McDavid's like, hey, player safety, get involved. Like, seriously, dude? The amount of shit you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't. And then you also play with Nurse and fucking Kane. And Corey Perry. Like, seriously, the Kings are a pretty clean team.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're bitching about the Kings to try and get player safety involved, you're just, you know, when you start complaining about just the wrong person in the office or at school or whatever, like, everybody knows.
It usually,
like,
means you're fucking them.
Oh.
What?
Does it?
Oh.
Didn't know that.
My bad.
I think McDavid's fucking the king. but it says more about you than it does about the people you're complaining about. And that's kind of how I took McDavid's reaction to all this, is like, you also had some shenanigans in that game as well, yet you're going to call out, you know, Kempe because you got hit? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Take a look in the mirror, asshole.
Yeah. You should be looking at the man in the mirror and ask him to make a change.
Wow.
The king.
Pure poetry right there.
Thanks.
Yeah. That you recalled from Michael.
Yeah, just a lot of dirty plays. But it's like, if you're going to have a chippy game, it's a chippy game, dude. Just go with it. It was a great, it was a great shot by McDavid. I mean, you can't take that away from him. That's a really hard angle. Makes a great shot off a rebound. So way to be, you know, ready for it.
Yeah. This is a little rough getting shut out, I'm not going to lie. Especially to the fucking Oilers.
Oh, you're talking about that that little elbow he threw in Johansson in the Wild? Yeah, I saw that too. It was he brushed him. I think it was a little embellishment, but still, like, McDavid's he's known for doing little shit like that. Everybody does that.
Yeah. To clarify my not a slew foot comment, I don't think Kempe went out there with the intention to slew foot. I think he found himself with an opportunity and he chose to execute on it, and where he could have maybe pulled back a little bit. But I don't think it was, Steve uses the word egregious. I'm going to also use that. I don't think it was egregious. I don't think it was with intent to hurt.
Right. Right. That's not him. That's not this team. So
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. He wasn't out there looking to do that.
Sorry. Not because, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's eyes are on you when you're, you know, around Connor McDavid. Then you're going to see maybe a little bit more of a spotlight on you when you do make those hits on him. And I think if that was 95% of other players in the league, it probably doesn't get called.
Yeah. All right, we done with the Oilers?
Once again,
not a bad game. I mean,
no.
Just got to score goals, right?
Yeah.
Got a great record to score more than three.
Right. I mean, if you're going to lose two in a row, only losing those by two total goals, like, you know, things could be worse. You're not getting blown out here. Like you said, they were both good games. But the scoring needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Darcy Kuemper in the last few games is still like a 9.7 something with under one goal average per game. So that's it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Kings are not doing bad. It's just you want to win every game against Edmonton we can, right?
I mean, if you want to lose all of them in the regular season and then just, you know, sweep them in the playoffs, that's fine with me.
I don't feel good with that. I know, Likey.
I think it would feel really good. Like, I might finish. What?
What? All right.
Speaking of finishing,
playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? You bet we are. Get in on all the action in DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to play your first bet? Try betting on something simple like player to score six. Go into DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. New to DraftKings, customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN for new customers. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive reward. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. That's 7 days. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/bball.
Hey, I was just kidding about that bets must win. That's no longer a thing.
Okay.
Just bet $5. Get 200 bonus bets instantly. And also, I want to point out dkng.co/audio as well.
Well, there you go. I was going to give you props for working on your talking without moving your mouth. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I love ventriloquism. I'm working on it.
That's good. Big Jeff Dunham fan. That's a friend, ventriloquist, James.
I know him.
Oh, well. Do you personally?
No.
On a stick.
On a stick. Who signed the hat?
Jeff Dunham.
That is Mikey Anderson and Brent Clark.
Ooh.
Two phenoms. So we want to get into some general notables?
Sure.
It's for Mikey. General notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
As Sir James Whitlock alluded to, Darcy Kemper has been on an absolute fucking tear. Shooting him up the ranks, stat ranks for goalies in the NHL. He currently is ranked number 2 for goal against average in the league at 2.11, behind Connor Hellebuck at 1.99.
Pretty close.
Uh-huh. And save percentage, he's 3rd at 923. Again, behind Connor Hellebuck, and then Anthony Stolarz, whatever. Former Duck, fuck him. Now he's a Toronto Maple Leaf, so fuck him too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, to follow that up, I did see Russell Morgan posted something about him. Darcy Kemper in last four starts is a 974 save percentage with a 0.75 goals against average. Last four starts.
That's pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good.
That was as of yesterday, so still current.
Current-ish? Just kidding. That's quite current. Just checking on the power play. The Kings, hold on, let me scroll down the list here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. They are 29th in the league. Ouch. 14.9%. Yeah. Yikes. Didn't think it'd be that bad. PK.
Still a broadcaster.
For better or for worse. still holding on pretty strong with the PK after their initial slump. They are 9th in the league at 82.1%. So PK's gotten better. It's kind of stayed steady there. Power play, unfortunately, has gotten worse. Yeah. Ooh. Guy wants to know who wants all the Kingsmen teaser about the power play. Since we're on the topic. I do.
Yes. I want to hear about the PP. Tell me your teaser about PP.
Now he's not going to do it.
Oh, you already did it. So you have to listen to tomorrow's episode, but on All the King's Men, Jesse shares his theory with Jim Fox and Nick Nixon. And Jim says, "It's the most interesting thing I've ever said." Wow. Wait, let me read that again. Jesse shares his theory with Jim Fox and Nick Nixon, and Jim says that it's the most interesting thing he's ever said.
Go on.
That's my Jim Fox.
And that he should write a book. So there, now we have to listen. What time does it come out on Thursdays? More emphasis on ever said.
He ever 5 a.m. said.
Oh, my goodness.
5 a.m. Wake up early. Be the first to catch it.
Could be the first to listen. Ever. Forever.
Kings Realm listeners love to be first, so.
That's what I tell my wife. Wait, listeners or our co-hosts?
Podcasters, yeah. Same. Samesies.
Yeah. Okay.
9 a.m. in New York. 5 a.m. in California is 9 a.m. in New York. You want to run that again?
Absolutely not. You should break out the calculator and do that math again there, Mikey.
Yeah, I thought we Michelle emphasized 6 a.m. ever said. I saw it all bold.
I feel like there could have been some more gusto.
I dug in there.
There could have been some more gusto.
But I want to pay good homage to. I say a lot. There we go. 8 a.m. Correct answer. Am I not
confusion in
the King's Realm? That's not it. Also, General Notables, I would like to say that there's still a current auction open. Let me make sure I refresh it so I get proper. Okay. So the Los Angeles Fire Department away jerseys are on auction right now.
Mm-hmm. Still?
For King's Care Foundation.
Uh-huh. I got to know what those are up to after you sent that the other night.
LAFD Kopitar jersey is at $6,025. Byfield is at $3,500. Dowdy, not worn, $2,275. Fogle, $1,200. Janot, $1,725. Kempe, $5,025. And then we go down. Lewis's, $2,000. Moore, $1,975. Going down. Mikey Anderson, which I had bids on, $4,000. I did not bid anywhere close to that.
Wow.
I think I stopped at $1,200. So $4,000 for Mikey Anderson. Clark, $1,700. Let's see any other notables here. Everybody's about $1,000 to $1,200. Kemper, $2,125. Kopitar's helmet is going for $2,100. Kempe's helmet, $1,175. Most of the helmets are, you know, in the upper three digits, $5 to $750. Helena's helmet is going for $1,087, surprisingly.
It's his dad.
It's probably his dad, yeah.
Huh.
Anderson's $1,000, Byfield's $1,250. But then let's see, Clark's $675. So they're everybody's stepping up. And I will tell you this. Let me read this to you just so you know. We'll make sure everybody gets a chance to hear this. So the auction, all proceeds from this auction will be donated to the Red Cross, the LA Fire Foundation, the Cal Fire Foundation, and the Eaton Canyon Fire Relief and Recovery Fund. And I don't think Cal Fire gets enough credit for what they're doing. They have a big portion of big contingency out here handling the fires. So everybody says LAFD, but Cal Fire is a huge part in this effort. So great. I'm glad that they're getting recognized. And then Echoes of Hope also donated around $18,000 as well. So just from fundraising. So, and then the Kings did do a drive at a Toyota Performance Sports Center. See, I put the performance in there.
Look at you.
Just cause it's, you know, special occasion. And everybody showed up. I mean, they were overwhelmed with donations. Most of the donation centers are closing early because they just can't handle the amount of donations coming in. So Los Angelians, what is it?
Los Angelinos
are showing up. And actually, all of Southern California is showing up.
You're from Orange County, so you don't get it.
Right. AEG made an official post that along the 11 teams in Southern California, they have added in another $8 million in relief funds. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool. I was going to say something. Oh, going back to the jerseys, I feel like that Clark jersey is the most bang for the buck. $1,200?
The Clark jersey?
Yes.
I hear you. Yeah, I have a Clark, so I wanted to. No, I don't have a Clark, actually. No, Clark was, I believe he was like 1,700.
What's that?
Let me look real quick.
Mm-hmm. Hannah!
Clark jersey is 1,700.
Now, still, most bang for the buck.
Yeah, you want to get, there's some other ones that are, England's is 875.
Yeah, but Brent Clark's going to be a huge part of this team's future. Like, yeah, if you're looking to, you know, quote unquote, make an investment, I know, I understand these jerseys are never going to sell more than they are now, and that's fine because it's for a good reason. But I think that's cool, a cool jersey to have. All of great jerseys, obviously.
It will be a once in a lifetime thing because it's a moment in history, and the Kings are doing as much.
How sick do those patches look on those jerseys?
yeah.
Your wife said, "Don't encourage you." It's a good thing she missed the part where you said how much you bid on that one jersey.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable. I did say I sent, when I first sent you the Kopitar jersey, it was at $5,000. Dennis was quick to respond. He's like, "Damn, Jess is going to be so pissed."
Oh no, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. It's what I do. Anything else? General notables you got?
That was it. Unless anybody else has anything. Everyone says hi, Jess.
Another general notable, if you listen to All the King's Men tomorrow, Jim Fox is going to give Jesse some huge props. LeFerrier is out. He's already called back up. Hellenius is. I missed the LeFerrier news. I haven't been on Twitter today. Hey, you know that your wife out.
Upper body injury.
You know that your wife has used your computer when fucking Abercrombie and Fitch is on a fucking tab.
Oh, I'm like, I don't have Abercrombie and Fitch anywhere. All right. Yeah, probably. Probably. I would have thought it'd be a lower body injury for the ass whooping he got for going all MMA on McDavid, but
that was a pretty good body slam.
Yeah. Picking up the leg.
Lower, do you think it's more like MMA, or do you think it's gonna be like WWE? Because I think the money is in WWE.
Yeah, that was an MMA move though, but you know, people transitioned before for the dollar.
Whoa. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
True story.
Gotta keep my mouth shut. voicemails?
Can do.
Lower ass injury.
Yeah, I couldn't get body out, so we went with ass.
Ass indeed. Ass indeed.
All right. Well, we don't want to do that.
Steve over here taking shots.
Hi, Maggie.
Oh my God!
Okay, so it's been an argumentative day on the Twitter sphere or the X sphere, but I did a little research and added some numbers and divided some numbers and got a number. So Andre Kopitar, I think he's in his, I'm pretty sure it's his 19th season, right? So Andre Kopitar is, he has, over the span of his career, he has 346 penalties in minutes. So 346 divided by 19 seasons is 18.2 penalties in.
Oops, my bad.
Rookie.
We got sent something.
So 346 divided by 19 seasons is 18.2 penalties in minutes per season for Andre Kopitar. That's insane. And then Dennis with what did you send me, Dennis?
Awkward.
Goalie save percentage over the best. Yeah, so 24-25 is the 10th best goalie save percentage across the league.
Yes, come on in.
Over the span of, I think it was like 25 years or something like that. Or something. I don't know. But I did a little research on that because I as I told Dennis, Taylor Hall says it's because there's not as many shots being taken, which I just kind of took with a grain of salt. I was like, all right, cool. We're not shooting as much. But then Dennis was like, that's only there were stats to figure that out. So I looked up the stats to figure it out. And the last time the average shots per game by a team was lower than it is now was, Dennis, I think I said the 2003-2004 season. So it's been 21 years since the shot average has been as low as it is now. So that's interesting. Is it just because, like, defense is better? Or is it because offense is trying to be fancier? Or is it both? I don't know. But, yeah, those are the fun facts.
Fancier?
Or stats. Fun stats of the week that I found. So, enjoy that. Adrian Kempe owes the NHL $5,000, which was just comical. Yeah, fuck it. Okay. Running out of time. Hit a button.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Go, Kings, go!
Appropriate.
Go, Kings, go! I didn't time it. Go, Kings, go!
He gets Mikey'd.
It was timed well.
Yeah, and that was for ignoring him, Dennis. You should have said something.
Dick?
He was talking directly to you.
Mm-hmm. He was speaking at you.
Yeah. Blame it on COVID. Who?
Bitch.
Anyway.
What?
Okay, before I have to answer something. All right.
Mm-hmm. Speak when spoken to. It's T.O., Mikey.
Does what it's told. Help. Oh, sure. Go to the teacher when you need help.
Help me.
Actually, that's the right thing. My bad. That's the right thing to do. Ask your teacher for help.
Joke's on you. She's a math teacher. I'm just kidding. I know
while
she's
gonna,
not.
While we're going to start this one, I'm going to get into this new box of Penelope. This.
No free ads. No free ad. Oh. James is distracted.
All right.
I feel as though as I know what just happened.
You know what happened. All right. Penelope finally got a hold of this estate collection, Founders Reserve, 11-year straight wheat whiskey. So we're talking about it earlier. It's 118 proof. Normally, like a small batch is going to be like 300 barrels. This is 24 barrels with five different barrel treatments all blended together. Phenomenal. I did already dip into it while we play this next voicemail. We're going to have a little pour of Penelope's Estate Collection Founders Reserve 11-year straight wheat whiskey.
You know what's pissing me off right now?
What's really grinding your gears?
I was honestly thinking about surprising you and coming down today to record in studio. And obviously I fucked up by not doing so.
Look at this bottle. It says 770. It can't be 770 bottles.
Should she model it on the video?
Maybe in the after show. That would have been a real surprise if she came out here and you were sitting here too. That's
right.
She's like, "Do you mind if I come and get something out of the fridge?" I'm like, "Come on out." And you're sitting there, she's like, "You son of a bitch." Although she is on, so she does know that you are at your house.
Wait, what?
She's on here, so she's seen that you're at your house.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, something always good will happen. You never know. It's just a mixed bag of greatness over here. All right, here we go.
Mixed bag, i.e.
Okay, let's talk about Jordan. The Tempe thing, because
surprise.
There's a lot of Oilers fans who are just not having a time, right? They think that there should probably be a lifetime ban on Adrian Kempe. That is something I actually saw on the Twitter sphere.
I heard Oilers fans too.
Idiots.
5,000 is not enough, which, I mean, honestly, it's not.
Okay, like, it's not, but it's the maximum max.
Amount.
It's maximum.
Breaking the rules and doing things that you're explicitly told, explicably told not to do, and then you do it, like, what's going to stop you when the maximum fine is $5,000?
Yeah.
And you make literally millions of dollars a year. Like, what is $5,000 if you make millions of dollars a year? Is that even 1%? I don't think that's even 1%.
No,
if you make $1 million, 10% would be 100,000. 10% of that would be 10,000. 10% of that would be 1,000. So that's 0.1%. So yeah, it's like that you're at point zero. You're talking point zeros in the fucking, oh my God. So anyways, Oilers fans are going crazy. I'm loving it because it's hilarious. When you look at the game, actually, it's like, you would think that these people are only watching video clips on Twitter, because there are motherfuckers that are just going insane. But in the game, you got, I think there was like 3 throughputs in that game alone. And then it's Oilers Kings. Like, the refs know what this matchup is. They know what's going through the heads of the players. If they called every penalty that happened in that game, it would probably still be going on. Was that 2 days ago? That was 2 days ago. The game would still be happening. Whistles, penalties, all that shit. Oilers fans, fuck off. Like, shut up.
Yeah,
fucking Oilers.
Really.
You don't even like you. So
you don't even like you.
what makes you think we want to hear what you have to say? All right. That's it. Fuck Canada, USA, USA, USA. Go Kings, go, go Kings, go, go Kings, go. Jam to the bike.
Fuck you, Jordan. That was loud.
USA! Really?
USA!
USA! USA!
Yeah, that was loud. You got a loud. I got to tone that down later.
I like how Jesse just came on to pimp all the Kings men and himself, and then mostly himself, and then just bounced.
Hey, he gets free reign over here. He can do whatever he wants.
Kings, not the rain.
Also the rain. also part of the.
We need to go to a fucking rain game.
Yeah, let's do that. We need to go when we can get some people out.
I think that'd be fun.
All right, we got one more. I'll give you five cents if you guess who it is.
Mikey. You got my Venmo. Ooh, ooh. Hit that bong.
A few weeks ago, you guys, I think it was a few weeks ago, you guys were talking about someone's silver stick. Okay. Silver stick. And someone was like, oh, plated in silver is so heavy, blah, blah, right, Dennis? And then Dennis was like, I didn't fucking say that. I was the one who proved them wrong, because they said it was dipped in silver, but it's actually just plated. And then you guys were like, oh, I think that was Jaden or something. And here I am like, bro, that was just fun fact. That was actually the first voicemail I ever left on the Kings Zone podcast.
Oh, wow.
Was me thinking that they took a player's personal hockey stick and dipped it in silver. Because I had heard that one, so I was like, that's obviously true. If someone's going to say it to me, then it has to be a fact. So, yeah. So, fun fact, that was me. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you, Dennis. No.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the grocery store. We're going to make chimichurri tonight. Chimichurri
Ooh, yum.
Sandwich with skinny fries.
Ooh, love that. Love that for you.
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
He might eat himself.
It happens.
So, I love that voicemail because he pointed out that that was his very first voicemail ever. That's pretty cool.
I feel like if he had a way to frame that, he would frame it.
The voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, we can do that. We can make that happen.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you always remember your first, though.
That way, when he comes to the anniversary party with Steve, we can give it to him.
Yeah, just don't tell him. It'll be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, we're at 40 minutes. Look at us.
Oh, man.
There's only one more thing to do.
The week ahead!
There we go.
Kind of fell off there at the end. I apologize for that, folks. All right. The week ahead. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday, and we are still in Canada playing the Canucks. They are currently fifth in the division, 19, 14, and 10, 3, 4, and 3 in their last 10, 7, 8, and 6 at home. Wow, they're not great at home with a minus 11 goal differential. That's a win.
That's a win.
Oh, I don't think
that's OTL.
Got it. Super. We are in Canada's underpants, Seattle, Kraken. I said what I said.
Cracking that ass.
Cracking that ass.
Still overcharging for tickets. Go ahead.
Makes sense. That's right. The assistant coach is still hot. Seventh in the Pacific.
Coach Jess.
19-23-3. 4-5-1 the last 10. 9-10-3 at home. Negative 14 goal differential. That's a win.
That's a win.
Dennis, OTL. Got it. Is there... Hold on, let me just check something here. Oh my God, there's four games this week.
Oh shit, Dennis.
It is You could have just sent in your picks.
Yeah. Bad week to get the vid.
Yeah.
Monday, back at home, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Actually kind of surprised this is an early game. 7:30 Eastern. Yeah. Sorry. 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. Don't worry about that.
Fix it in post.
Penguins. Yep. Sure. Nope. Absolutely not. Penguins, 6 in the Metro, 18-20-8, 2-5-3 in their last 10, 6-10-5 on the road, negative 36 goal differential. The return of yours truly, Mikey's favorite, Blake Lizotte. No, nothing. All right.
Cricket.
Okay.
Cricket.
That's a win.
It's a win.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
OTL for devs.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thing is, he could be listening to this too and typing in.
He could.
So many options.
Not. Yeah. He really fucked up. It's going to be funny when there's three OTLs this week. It's not Wednesday.
Funny at all.
I'm going to find it fucking hilarious, to be honest with you. The Panthers are in town. sorry, I'm clearing my throat for no particular reason at all. They are 26-16-3, 4-5-1 in their last 10. God damn it. 14-8-1 on the road, with a plus 11 goal differential. James?
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, I know. It was cricket.
Oh, we haven't had one of those in the studio in a long time.
That's different than pew, 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 pew. What did you call?
I haven't called it yet.
What do we have again for Florida? Say it again.
Which part? Second in the Atlantic.
Last 10.
4-5-1. That's what's fucking me up.
Yeah.
4-0.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, fuck it. 4-0 as well.
You got to win these games, especially yeah, when they're not doing their best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, sorry, if you got to win this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, still on the bus, still on the rainbows and butterflies. Hey, we're at 44 minutes and 51 seconds.
Steve's calling win, 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 OTL.
I thought about it, Steve. I really thought about it.
3-0-1-1.
God, I'm like, man, if Dennis does get that one, I wanted to get that one too. But no, we'll do it. 4-0. All right.
One of the things that made me call that a win was because it was at home. And they've been playing oh so good at home. If it was on the road, I would call it a loss.
Do you know what the numbers 8, 7, and 3 have in common?
8, 7, and 3?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
If you put them in that order together, it's the number of goals Ovechkin has to date, and he is 22 away from beating the Gretzky record. And guess what? If he does it within the next 33 games, there's 38 left in that Washington has in the regular season. But if he does it in the next 33, he does it faster in less games than Wayne Gretzky.
You want a double or nothing on that?
No, I'm just spitting out some facts.
Okay.
He's for his career, he's averaging a 0.6 goal per game, which that means in 33 games, that gets him to 19.8, so roughly 20 goals. So he would come short of that. Of that 22 that he needs, but any given day he could have 2 goals in a game, or you know he could just have a banger of a week and throw that percentage off. That is a career number, so that's not this year, last 2 years, anything else, which I think is definitely higher. So this year, last year, he's had higher than he did 10 years ago. So he's having a good couple of years. So we'll see how it pans out, but 33 games to not only beat the record, but do it in less games than Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
No way Ovi has any hat tricks for the rest of the season.
James is a betting man.
Let's look at their schedule. I'm sure there's a week one in there. Just got to get a shooting gallery going. That'll be the one game PLD actually steps up. 8 assists. All right. Shall we do it?
Yeah, just to piss Dennis off.
Let's do it.
Oh, it's 10:29.
Hey, we can still do it. Make it
file's not uploaded. All right, go. Oh, shit, that's me.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Friendster, all those things at Kings Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text message at 562-317-0087. And do all the things. I feel like that's something Dennis says. Do all the things.
At Kings Realm Pod.
At King Guy. Yeah, I did. I said that.
Text it. Call it in.
I said that too.
You all have opinions. Yeah. We want to hear them.
Yeah, yeah. Let's fucking hear. Mikey's got a lot of them. That's why we hear from him every week. And it's fantastic. Yeah, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it. Arnold will read it. And yeah, 5 stars if you would, if you please.
Hey, Kings, get a shutout. Do shutout shotguns.
So when I'm not sick, that way I'll do it. So James doesn't have to. Although that was pretty funny. Anyways, 4 games this week. It's going to be a good fucking time. Can't wait to see you guys on the other end of it next Wednesday. For James Whitlock, the COVID-ridden Dennis Wilson, I am Jordan Heckman saying,
go, Keys, go!
Go, Keys, go!
Go, Keys, go!
don't know why I hesitated, but I did.
I know. I was, and I waited for you. I was like, okay. I gotta go.
I need to go find more alcohol in my fridge.